Hey, babe. It feels so good to be finally home again.
Gosh, you look so tired.
I mean, I'm the one who just came home from school, you know? So, what are the plans for tonight? Wait. Don't say a thing. I already have something in my mind. We could put on your favorite TV show while we cuddle in bed. And while we're at it, I could rub your back for you. Doesn't that sound like a good Friday night with you, honey? Wait, what? What do you mean? How am I acting weird by suggesting a nice evening together?
Jeez, that's pretty mean to say.
Well, if you aren't in the mood, I could just go out with my friends, you know? I'm not mad, just a bit disappointed. Go ahead and go to sleep while I take a shower.
And you can't join me.
Sweetie, have you seen my... Didn't you want to sleep? Then why are you still on your phone? What? Looking at porn?
Okay, you're definitely lying to me.
The only time you're this bad at lying is when there is something troubling you. Well, sweetie, wait, why are eyes so red? Have you actually been crying? Oh gosh, you really are somber. Babe, are you still hung up because of your failed exams? Don't give me that look. I've read the text messages to your friend when you were showering yesterday. No. I should be mad at you. You have this wonderful and caring girlfriend right beside you, but you won't tell her when you're sad? This is so typical of you. You're afraid of sharing your troubles because you don't want me to worry about you?
But let me tell you this. I feel worried and powerless because you won't tell me a damn thing.
Come here, sweetie. Let me cuddle you. Don't try to fight back.
You showing me your back?
No problem. Then I will be the big spoon this time. And you can be my jetpack. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't like this.
Stay quiet and let me play with your hair while you listen to me. I love you. You're so caring and thoughtful and afraid of making me sad, huh? But nothing breaks my heart more than seeing you, Trailers. Because you're the cheerleader in my life, making me laugh, making sure I leave the house with a smile, and even doing this sexy dance for me. Ow! Don't pinch my thigh, you naughty little thing. It is going to be alright. You may have failed these exams, but you'll surely pass it the next time around. And you've already passed the biggest test that I know, which is being the best awesome version of yourself. There it is. The smile that greets me every time I come home or whenever I'm feeling down. The smile of my lover. This smile can cure all the sadness in the world, beginning with all the sadness in my heart. So don't feel sorry for yourself and smile and let me spoil you every once in a while. I know you like it. I hope you're feeling better, sweetie. I may not be the best at cheering you up, but everything I said came straight from my heart. You will not be defined by your failures, sweetie. Well, it's time for me to take a shower, okay? What are you doing? Let go of my hand. I need to get out. Oh. What is this? You don't want me to leave you just yet? It looks like I have created a spoiled child. I love you. Let's cuddle, babe. Now let me spoil you. And you will like it.